The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Why do you speak to the crowd in parables?" He said to them in reply, "Because knowledge of the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven has been granted to you, but to them it has not been granted. To anyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. From anyone who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because they look but do not see, and hear but do not listen or understand. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in them, which says, 'You shall indeed hear, but not understand. You shall indeed look, but never see.' Gross is the heart of this people. They will hardly hear with their ears. They have closed their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and be converted, and I heal them. But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. Amen, I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and hear what you hear, but did not hear it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Pray to the Lord for the grace of understanding the Gospel. Parables are stories that seek to convey a truth in the most simple ways to understand. Jesus could go no further than that with the people because their hearts were not open to him. This is a most common thing. In fact, we all need to listen to this and not be so sure that we are like the disciples and not like the people in general that are hearing but do not understand. I remember when I was 24 years old, I had been born and raised a Catholic, gone to Catholic school, gone to Mass every Sunday, and one day my ears were opened, and my eyes were opened to hear and understand the truth of God, like if they were new, like if I had never heard him before. And it was so amazing to me. Well, that doesn't mean that now I am getting it all and hearing it all. So I still need to receive this admonishment to myself. To what degree do I hear and see just enough that I want to hear and see, and I make a decision, I'm okay, I'm a good Catholic, I got a good relationship with God, and really I'm not open to the Lord to take me any further. Today is the Feast of St. Bridget. She was married, had 8 children, was very generous. You would think, you know, she's okay, right? And she could have just been that and been an amazing person. But the Lord wanted to take her further. And she was called to go to Rome and do, well, she was from the nobility, so she had some influences, and she dedicated the rest of her life to take care of the poor in Rome and seek for the Pope to come from Avignon to go back to Rome. And not only that, she was called by the Lord to found a community of men and women, and it was like a double monastery, men and women. And her husband went along with this, and they both became monks next to each other in these monasteries. Here's an example of not becoming staid and thinking, well, I'm normal, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, but to have the capacity like St. Bridget, Lord, speak, your servant is listening, and be willing to be surprised and be taken to a depth that we were not expecting, going beyond what we consider, that's my life, this is my ways, this is my interpretation of things, and here I will stay. The Lord is challenging us to listen to the Lord with new ears, to see his ways with new eyes, to be surprised, to be challenged by the Spirit, to go into new grounds. How terrible if we have a heart that is hardly capable of hearing. That's the prophecy of Isaiah that Jesus alludes to. So we pray in this Mass for this openness to the Word, to go beyond the understanding that we have had of the Word up to now, to allow the Lord to bring us to wherever He wants to bring us to. So let us present to the Lord our petitions.